Now, taking a look at sports on KDDR.
No high school sports, being that last night was a Wednesday. But the Valley City State men's basketball team, they put up 110, and they defeated the University of Maine at Fort Kent 110-76. Valley City State led by 19 at the break and did not let up in the second half. They hit 11 second half three-pointers en route to their 110-76 win. The Vikings are now 3-11 on the season, and they will take the Christmas break off. Next time out will be January 10th against Dakota State. The Minnesota Timberwolves slide continues as they lost their eighth consecutive against the New Orleans Pelicans, which, by the way, New Orleans was just on a 13-game losing streak prior to their 107-99 victory over Minnesota last night. Brandon Ingram scored 34 points for the New Orleans Pelicans, led the way. Andrew Wiggins was the leading scorer for Minnesota. He had 27. Let's take a look at tonight's Class B boys and girls basketball schedule. We'll start with the boys. It's Lemoore Litchfield Marion welcoming in Maple Valley. Strasburg Zeeland, they host Solon tonight. And Thompson takes on Central Cass in teams in the area. Let's switch now to the girls. Carrington takes on Midcoda in a district matchup. Linton HMB takes on Napoleon Gackle Streeter in a District 6 matchup. Medina Pingree Buchanan in Kidder County matchup. And then last but not least, Barnes County North travels to Dakota Prairie. And lastly, from the Fargo Forum, the original Olympic Manifesto, outlining the foundation of the modern games, shattered the world record for most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold. It checked in at $8.8 million at an auction yesterday.